Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Greetings tonight from the Mind of Christ Ministries. We thank God tonight for you joining in and tuning in here in the United States and there over in Africa. We magnify the Lord tonight for each and every one that's tuned in. Tonight our guest is returned tonight to complete, amen, what he has started. Amen, this dynamic word of God that he's sharing with us. At this time, I introduce to some and present to others Bishop Danny Wooten. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Pastor Hadley. Thank you for having me back again on this week to talk, just to share the word of the Lord to all of our listeners on tonight. We honor you for listening on tonight, and we just thank God for all of his many blessings in our lives. And we're just going to get into the word of God tonight, and I'm just going to try to condense this down so that we can get a clear revelation of how powerful we are as soldiers in God's army. Let's go to the word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for another opportunity to share in your word, oh God. Thank you for every listener tonight, oh God. Lord, it is my assignment tonight to encourage that one person, oh God, that has been operating in a spirit of defeat, to let them know, oh God, that they are armed and dangerous, that you have provided them with weapons, oh God, that they can overcome the enemies of their soul, that can overcome these spirits that are coming to kill, steal, and destroy. So we thank you tonight, oh God. Open up the minds and hearts of your people to receive in your son Jesus' name. As everybody say, amen.
Amen.
On last Sunday, we started out, and the scripture that we're going to go back to real briefly, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses,
amen.
I'm going to read verses 3 through 6 on tonight. And then about halfway through, we're going to go over to Jeremiah, and we're going to close it out on tonight. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Corinth, and he's letting them know, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In verse 5, Paul says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. On last week, we were talking about the subject being armed and dangerous. And what I would like to do again, just kind of go back and just hit a couple of points from last week, and then we're going to carry it to the end. But I started talking last week about how so many people within the body of Christ is operating from a place of defeat. And when we look at this walk in Christ, this walk in Christ is filled with spiritual warfare. And when we look at spiritual warfare, warfare involves hardship. Warfare involves intense suffering sometimes, and the enemy comes and he tries to get into our minds, and we know that the battlefield is in our mind, and as we're going through our challenges and we're going through the maneuvers of warfare, we get discouraged as we're walking in Christ. And I was saying on last week how in this season and even prior to that, the body of Christ has been made to feel that it is not equipped like it should be, like the Bible says that we are equipped. A lot of times we have been disarmed by the fivefold ministry because we have been made to feel that the only way that we can get a prophetic word from the Lord is that we run to a revival, or that we run to a convention. But the question I posed last week is, what happens when the revivalist or the prophet is not in town this month and you need a word from the Lord? Do we wait until that prophet, or do we wait until the next conference to go get a word from the Lord? And in the meantime, we are still maneuvering and operating in a spirit of discouragement and allowing the enemy to keep his foot upon our neck. So when Paul is talking about in this text tonight, he says, look, he says, we're walking in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. I defined the word war last week as the ongoing conflict between two entities, and wars consist of many battles. Paul says in 4, for the weapons of our warfare, and again, I define warfare as how we fight and what we fight with. Paul says in 4, he says, we have weapons of warfare. So when we talk about these weapons of warfare, Paul goes on to say they are not carnal. We must understand that we do not possess the power to defeat the enemy on our own. So God has given us an arsenal of spiritual weapons of warfare so that we can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. On last week, I gave you 3 of the primary weapons of warfare, and we talked, and I'll give them to you again. There are prayer, praise, and prophecy.
Uh-huh.
So when we talk about prayer, last week we talked about the power of prayer. Matthew 16, when Jesus told the disciples that he has given them the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and he has given them the ability to bind, and the word bind means to forbid and to loose, and to loose means to release. So he told the disciples, he said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom, and keys represents access. Keys represents authority. So Jesus told the disciples as soldiers, he says, I've given you the keys to the kingdom to where you can access the war room of God, instructions from God. In our prayer lives, it is important that we maintain a level of prayer so that we are able to enter into the war room of God and get battlefield instructions so that we can continue to maneuver and overcome our enemy. When we look at our prayer in the military, and I talked a little bit last night about my military experience, but when we talk about communication in the military, everyone communicates on a certain frequency. I have to be on the same frequency with Pastor Hatley if we're going to communicate in the midst of war. So it's important that we are on the same frequency with God. So when we talk about praying and communicating with God, it's important that we are praying in the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about praying in the Spirit, always with prayer. So it is the frequency of God is praying in the Spirit of God. When we are when we are just throwing words out into the ether, then it's not going to reach the heart and the ears of God. So we must be able to pray in the Spirit of God so that God can hear our cry, so that God can be able to send down fire upon the enemy, send down reinforcements, dispatch his angels to come and do battle for us. Scripture in Psalms says that we are not to regard iniquity in our hearts. And if we regard iniquity in our hearts, it says that the Lord will not hear us. So it's important that we maintain a clean heart. As a soldier, one of the primary things of weapon marksmanship was to ensure that we maintain a clean weapon. We had to learn how to take our weapon apart, and we had to learn how to put that weapon back together. And as we cleaned our weapon before we reassembled it, coat of oil on our weapon, Lord have mercy. What God wants us to do in our weapon of prayer is to make sure that we are maintaining a clean heart. And as our hearts become clean and we maintain our clean heart, then it stops the interference of the enemy. That iniquity will not block our frequency in praying in the Spirit to God. So it's important that we maintain a clean heart. Let's talk a little bit about our praise now. We know that praise is adoration to God. But praise is so much more powerful than just adoration to God. Praise is a weapon that will bind the enemy. Praise is a weapon that has been used from the Old Testament to the New Testament as a form of defense in the time of warfare. If you remember when they marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days and they walked around in silence and God gave them instructions that after the seventh day, when you walk around 7 times, God said, when I give you the instructions to shout, and when you shout, that the wall is going to come down. So there's power in our praise so that when we open up our mouths and we give God praise, it causes something to happen in the atmosphere. It causes the strongholds to fall down that is trying to take over our minds. And we said that strongholds are deeply rooted patterns. So we must be able to praise God, use our praise in the midst of our warfare. Finally, prophecy. So we got prayer, we got praise, and we have now prophecy. Now, when I speak of prophecy, I'm not talking about the foretelling of foretelling. What I'm talking about, prophecy, able to recite God's word in the midst of our warfare. When certain spirits are attacking our minds and certain spirits are coming against us, we have to be able to speak God's word into our own lives. We can't wait for the prophet to come in for the revival. We can't wait for the preacher to come in 6 months from now to get a word from the preacher for my situation. So I must always be ready to speak a word and prophesy a word into my own life so that when the enemy come up against me, I know that there's power in the word of God. So when we look at now, when we look at these three spiritual weapons of warfare, again, prayer, praise, and prophecy. Well, what does prayer, praise, and prophecy have in common? All three require you to have to open up your mouth and use your tongue. And what's happening in today's time is that the enemy has silenced the church. The church has been disarmed from speaking out the way God has given us the authority to speak. We talk a lot in the church about power. Power only gives me the ability. But we must move from power to authority, where power gives me ability, authority gives me the right. So God has empowered me with spiritual weapons of warfare, the warfare weapon of prayer. He's given me the authority to bind and loose. He's given me the authority in my praise to speak to my situation and praise. And when praise goes forth, something happens in the atmosphere and it binds the enemy. He's given me the authority to prophesy and speak his word into my own situation. We shouldn't have to call on the pastor. We shouldn't have to call on the prophet and the prophetess. We shouldn't have to call on the evangelist. We should be able, in the time of intense warfare, to lock and load our weapons of warfare and be able to speak into the atmosphere, rather praying, rather praising, or rather prophesying, letting the enemy know that we are armed and dangerous. So now that we understand the spiritual weapons of warfare, let me say this. As a soldier, your weapons are only as powerful as your ability to use them. Lord help me tonight. You can have a 9mm in your pocket, fully loaded, a clip with 15 rounds. But unless you know how to operate that weapon, then that weapon serves no purpose for you. So we must be confident as people of God. We must be confident as soldiers in God's army about our, in reference to our ability to use our spiritual weapons. But now, let me see if I can bless you with the great revelation here. Now, we're talking about spiritual weapons of warfare. Now, again, we must understand that God has equipped us with weapons of warfare. Let me say this. The war is fought in the heavens, but the battle is fought in the mind. Let me say that again. The war is fought in the heavens. If God could give us the insight to see in the second heaven how the angels and demons are fighting on our behalf, it would blow our minds. But while the angels and demons are fighting in the second heaven, fighting the war, we are dealing with the warfare in our minds because we're battling every day on this earth in our minds. And God is saying, I've given you these weapons of warfare, prayer, praise, and prophecy to overcome the enemy in the many battles that you face every day. So we have the weapons of warfare to deal with our minds. But now let's go over real quickly here and see if I can put this together. And I'm hoping this bless you. We're going to go over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51. Chapter 51. Right. I think we're doing good for time here. And I'm going to read a few scriptures here, but I want to give you a revelation here. Again, we are loaded We are locked and loaded with spiritual weapons of warfare. Again, God gives us those weapons of warfare to pull down strongholds, to cast down our imaginations, you know, to take down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Yes. However, these weapons are for the warfare that we're fighting in our minds. But as we are fighting the warfare and battle in our minds, we still must be maneuvering so that we can advance the kingdom of God. So we can't stop moving. We can't stop maneuvering when we are going through times of warfare and being attacked by the enemy. God has given us those weapons of warfare so that we can continue to move. But let's look at Jeremiah chapter 51. Verse number 1 says, "Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind." The word wind is pneuma or ruach, which means spirit. Uh-huh. Let's go a little further here. And let's skip down to verse 5. He says, "For Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts." He says, "Though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel." Verse 6, he says, "Flee out of the midst of Babylon, deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense." Let's skip down to verse 10. He says, "The Lord has brought forth our righteousness." He said, "Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God." Look at verse 11 now. He says, "Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of kings and Medes, for his device is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple." God is telling Israel, now he's preparing Israel for battle. He's preparing them for war. Look at verse 12. He says, "Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes, for the Lord has both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon." My brothers and sisters, that is prayer. That is the spiritual warfare weapon of prayer. 13, he says, "O thou dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasure, thy end is come, and the measure of thy covenant." Look at verse 14. He says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee." There's your second weapon of warfare, praise. Verse 12 identifies our warfare weapon of prayer. Verse 14 identifies our weapon of warfare of praise. Let's keep reading. He says in 15, "He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and faith stretched out the heaven by his understanding." Verse 16, "When he uttereth his voice," hallelujah, "there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he has caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasure." He's talking about prophecy. Yes. So now look at what God is saying here. Verse 12, he confirms our weapon of warfare of prayer. Verse 14, he confirms the weapon of warfare of praise. Verse 16. He confirms the weapon of warfare of prophecy. But now this is where God is going to really give us a revelation tonight. As we go into verse 17, he says, "Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, by his graven image, for the molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them." In other words, what God is saying is that when we speak the word of God, it disarms the enemy. It disarms the enemy, and it takes all the power out of the enemy. When we are in warfare, we must constantly be locked and loaded, because God has armed us, and we are dangerous that we can take the breath out of the enemy. But look at verse 18. He says, "They are vanity, the work of errors, in the time of their visitation, they shall perish. God says, every time the enemy comes in, he says, every time the enemy comes and attacks you, they're going to perish. When that spirit comes to try to get into your mind, God says that it will perish. When discouragement comes, God says, you have prayer, you have praise, you have prophecy to be able to take the breath and disarm the enemy. But this is where God's going to give us a great revelation on tonight. Look at verse 19 and 20, where God has given us weapons of warfare, prayer, praise, and prophecy. Look at what he says in 19 and 20. He says, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. But look at verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Where God has equipped us, thank you, Lord, where God has equipped us as soldiers in warfare with prayer, praise, and prophecy, God says, those are the weapons I'm giving you to fight against you. But what we fail to realize is that, again, if we must know who we are in God. Yes, we are equipped with weapons of warfare, but God just says we are his weapons of war. I hope you get that on tonight. We, as God's children, God uses us as his weapons, because he uses us to what? Advance the kingdom of God. So we are God's weapons. Every day as we are maneuvering and advancing the kingdom, trying to win souls for God. And God says, as I use you as my weapon of war, I'm going to issue you weapons of warfare when the enemy comes against you and comes to attack your mind. So I want to encourage you tonight that don't just look at it from the standpoint that you have spiritual weapons of warfare. Yes, we have prayer. Yes, we have praise. Yes, we have prophecy. But guess what? Those weapons are only as powerful as my identity and being confident and knowing that I am a weapon all by myself. God has weaponized us as his weapon of war and has given us weapons of warfare to be able to defeat the enemy when the enemy comes against us. So I just want to just encourage you on tonight, those that are listening on tonight, that you are armed and dangerous. You're not armed and dangerous just because you have the weapons of warfare. What makes you armed and dangerous is verse 20. I say again, God says, thou art my battle axe. God says, you are his battle axe. God goes on to say, you, Pastor Hatley, you, Bishop Wooten, you, listener, is my weapon. You are my weapons of war. I'm giving you your own weapons of warfare, but understand your weapons of warfare is only as powerful as your identity and knowing that you are my weapon of war. So don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let him tell you a lie that you don't have the power to overcome him, because you are a weapon all by yourself. Don't let the enemy trick you with temptation to cause you to go out of the will of God, because God has equipped you with weapons of warfare, because we are his weapons of war. Don't let the enemy, because if he can lie to you, if the enemy can tempt you to go outside of the battle plan, then you're going to step on demonic landmines. Then you're going to step on, you're going to be ambushed. You're going to get ambushed by the pride of life. You're going to get ambushed by the lust of the flesh. You're going to get ambushed by the lust of the eyes. When we go outside, see, the enemy will try to deceive you, try to lie to you, tell you that you don't have the power. But tonight, I want to re-encourage you that not only do you have the power to overcome him, you have been given the authority as the weapon of war for the kingdom of God to overcome every stronghold that the enemy tries to keep in your mind. Rise up, army. Because we are an exceeding great army. And I encourage you tonight to rise up and be that weapon of war that God has called us to be, because we have been equipped with prayer, praise, and we have been equipped with prophecy. So God bless you. I hope that this has empowered you and encouraged you tonight. You are armed and dangerous. Don't let nobody tell you different in spite of what you're going through. I have a little saying that I used to say, in spite of my worst day, I am still a threat to the enemy. And I'm a threat to the enemy because I am a weapon of war for the kingdom of God. So God bless you on tonight. We love you on tonight. Pastor Hatley, thank you for having me on. And I hope I can come back and just share again sometime when the schedule fits. But I just want the people of God, I want every listener tonight to be encouraged that you are armed and dangerous. God bless you, Pastor Hatley. Back to you.
Bless you, sir. Bless you, Bishop. We thank God tonight for Bishop Danny Wooten being with us tonight. And yes, indeed, he will be back again and again and again. Amen. We honor the word of God. We love the word of God. And we love sound teaching, sound, wholesome teaching. And that's what's needed today. So many ministries are caught up into the bump or the shout and want to hoop and kick their feet and do the shuffle and carry on. But there's nothing like the word of God. There's nothing. Yes. When we go through our tests and our struggles, when we go through our trying times in our life, it is the word of God that keeps
it
us.
It is the word of God
that holds us. It is the word of God that sustains us and takes us through the storm. Yes, praise, the shouting has its proper place. And I remember growing up as kids, when we would see the saints of God praise God or going forth in the shout, it was because they were shouting because of the victory. They had the victory over something.
Yes, sir.
They came through something. And so they were rejoicing and letting us know, I'm shouting and giving God the praise in my dance because I just came through. God gave me the victory and I came out of something. But now it has become something that just everyone is doing it just for the fun of it. And every time you turn around, somebody's have a different type of shout and they're competing and what have you. But I'm praising God tonight for the word of God, for the sound word of God, being rooted and grounded in his word. I was encouraging a young lady just the other day, telling her, sweetheart, you run from church to church looking for where the people are gathered together, a bunch of people gathered together, and all they're doing is shouting. The music go forth, and because the music goes forth, they shout. We are a musically inclined people
anyway. That's right.
We enjoy good music and a nice beat anyway. But there's nothing like having the word of God. When everything else fails, the word of God is going to stand. It was going to take us through. So I encourage you to stay tuned. Amen. Bishop Wooten will be coming back again, like, as I said, to share the word of God. I enjoy how he breaks the word of God down to us and gives us the roots and the grounding of and the foundation of the word. Amen. And so when we go through different things and experience different things, we can revert back to the word of God. We can revert back to our notes and look at our notes and see and say, you know what? This is what the word of God is saying to me. Let me apply this. And I guarantee you, when you apply the word of God and the basic rudiments and the basic structure of the word of God, you will come out victorious every time. There is no defeat when you are in the word of God. When you live and move in the word of God, the devil can't do nothing with you when you move and live in the word of God. But I thank God tonight for the word. I encourage you to stay tuned. Amen. We're looking for some great and mighty things from the Lord. Amen. It's coming up even in this year. Before this year is out, we're expecting God to do some great and mighty things. Amen. We're looking for the hand of God to move in our lives as well as in our homes and in our churches. We're asking God to move, and I'm thanking God tonight, amen, as I stated, for just being able to enjoy the word of God. Amen. So be encouraged. Keep your hand in God's hand, knowing that everything is going to work out. Amen. Everything is going to work out.
Amen.
In God,
going to work.
It's going to work in our favor. It's working for our good. No matter what it is that you're going through right now, it's working for your good. Just keep your hand in God's hand. Just stay focused on the Lord. Don't let nothing come along and distract you, but stay focused on the Lord. It's working in your behalf. God bless you. We praise God for you, and we look for you again on next week. We're trusting and depending on God for many great things and some testimonies to come forth from this ministry and from the broadcast. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is our prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We praise and magnify you for your word of God. Bless the man of God. Strengthen and keep him. Open doors for him like never before. We thank and praise you for
Lord.
The listeners. We pray and ask you to bless each and every one. Save everywhere according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you tonight.